1 month later.
Whew. Can't believe it.
So much has changed.
I know. Nothing will ever be the same again. I mean, the last headquarters exploded.
It did.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
And that was my house.
Sorry, I didn't know that would happen.
I don't sound upset, weirdly.
You're fine. No, I know. I mean, you got this battle house now.
The battle house.
I didn't know that if you put Pop Rocks in beer, it would blow up a house. But it did.
Only when it's Schlitz, strong beer.
Well, I mean.
And Pop Rocks.
Well, it was one hell of an April Fool's joke.
Gotta have my Schlitz. So, yeah, the new headquarters is ready.
Yeah. We are in my new house.
Okay.
And in my new studio. And recording away in our new headquarters.
At our new table.
At our new table that we can't touch because then it makes tons of noise.
Like this. I don't want to.
It's probably best not to. It's very upsetting.
Don't touch my table.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues. Zero Issues.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, so welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, time jump. We took a little bit of a hiatus because I was moving.
What? It's a bullshit reason.
F*** you.
Oh, we're swearing now.
No, it's all beeping and we're beeping it all out.
Oh, okay. We're doing that again?
Did we ever stop? Am I the only one who did it when I edited?
I stopped like 6 months ago.
That's why we get those angry emails.
Exclusively.
No one listens.
We don't.
We don't check our email.
It's true. I exclusively beep if it's funny or if it's a beep.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only time
I beep. I tend to leave the beep out if it's funnier. Like I always beep. Or put something in.
But if it's funnier when you swear, then you don't beep.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes if you bleep, it's funnier though.
Yeah.
That's
my default. Is
that's our process. That's our entire process.
Well, the reason that we were bleeping was because it was being occasionally played in public spaces. And there was...
Was that why it was? Yeah, I did not know that.
Who's doing that?
It was being played at a comic shop, and it would have to be turned off when kids came in because we would curse up a storm.
Yeah.
I think in general we've gotten better with the cursing at this point.
Fuck yeah, we have.
Shit balls, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Current Zero News Flash.
Welcome aboard, Starship News. As far as news goes, obviously Avengers. Yes. Avengers Endgame is out. It's probably been out for almost a week at the time that this airs. As of recording time, we're recording on Saturday night. And it's tracking to make $1.1 billion worldwide opening weekend alone.
That is insane.
That's a lot of money.
I'm pretty sure the Infinity War made like $6.5 million. Opening weekend worldwide. I could be wrong about that, but so that's a big jump. That is bananas. I mean, it's not really a surprise exactly, but
no.
There was some speculation about like
a huge jump.
Could this be like the movie like breaks
but like
2 billion worldwide, like
would you say 6 million?
Yeah, like six and a half million or like...
That's
600, 600.
Oh,
no, sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
like, boy. What?
No, sorry about that.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No, six,
okay.
Between 600 and 700 million. About that.
That's almost double.
That's almost double.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Sorry, I had a bit of confusion. Like six and a half million would be like, oh shit,
billion.
Oh, this is finally tanking.
No, they're doing pretty good, yeah.
Not really.
Well, I mean, hey, $6.5 million is still a lot of money.
It is.
I mean...
If you're making a Hellboy reboot...
Are you serious?
Oh! I'll have you know that they got 20-something.
So far. And that's probably it, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're done now. Forget it.
Mm.
Anyway, so yeah, that's massively huge. I don't know if that might be... The most one of, now who knows? Who knows, man? Who knows?
It'll definitely be the biggest
because it's getting more common even for solo movies to be cracking cracking a billion worldwide was like a big deal.
Yeah.
And like Black Panther did, Captain Marvel did, Aquaman did. they all got more than a billion, like 1.1 or 1.2 billion for their entire run worldwide.
That's worldwide, yeah.
So this is like massive, but at the same time, I mean, like, it's, this ain't dying down at all.
We'll see how that goes. Like, this is kind of the end of this arc where,
we'll see
what happens after this.
So we need to see what else they announce, because there isn't a whole lot on the table. It's all like sort of sequel stuff. What's new? Give me that new.
The Forbish Man movie is going to just break everything. $2 billion opening weekend for sure.
I thought, and I think a lot of people thought, that this movie, Endgame, is the end of, what is it, phase three or four?
Three.
So it would be the end of phase three. It's actually not. Right. Feige actually said that the Spider-Man one is actually the closing.
Yeah, Far From Home.
Oh, is it going to have a million superheroes in it?
Yeah. No. So I don't think it's going to have as much importance, but apparently that's the closure point.
Yeah.
So whether anything
tag at the end of the phase.
Yeah. Okay, it's over. Go home.
Hey, Mysterio's in it, and he's got a fish bulb on his head and everything. It's amazing. I'm very excited for Mysterio. Got that fish bulb head.
He does, like, laser etching on the glass.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Very exciting.
It's got his anniversary date on it. It's beautiful.
I love fish. In comics, War of the Realms, another Marvel event.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay, how is it?
Next. Happening. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not reading it at all.
No, I know.
And I'm a big Thor fan.
And it's even got, like, Russell Dodderman, I think, is doing the art on the main thing.
Doing the Thor one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or yeah. So, you're right. Of War of the Realms. It is him. And I'm actually not picking it up.
Yeah.
Because it's actually, if they'd just done Thor, War of the Realms, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And maybe the odd little side bit, but it's a shit ton.
It's everything.
Of all these extra
Wasn't there like a number quoted? Like, this is how much it would cost you to buy it, and it was
in like
staggering
2 months time. Yeah, it's nuts.
Just in the month of May, to purchase all the War of the Realms regular issues, spin-offs, and time issues, it would cost the reader over $110. That's over 25 titles. And that is based off American cover prices. In Canada, it will cost approximately the same amount that Endgame will make opening weekend. Fuck. You. Marvel.
It's like, this is exactly why I stopped buying events several
ago. Yeah.
It's part of why I stopped buying Marvel at all, frankly, because I got every time you're like, oh, okay, it's been like 3 or 4 months, I'm enjoying the storyline, it's ruined.
It's why I stopped buying Archie.
Yeah.
Because the event tie-ins.
Oh, it just drives me nuts.
Veronica Vampire versus Hungry Wolf Boy. Whatever.
I mean, that was a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
Still happening.
Jughead's Time Police. Apparently, actually, they are bringing that back.
Oh, good.
But he's going to... It's like a fractured timeline, and he's going to try to fix the timeline.
The Marvel timeline?
That could happen, actually. I might actually be down for that.
Yeah. So basically Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Jug and Head.
Oh.
BPRD and Hellboy ended.
Like, permanently?
Well, they're still doing, like, the stuff in the 50s. They'll do those occasionally. Yeah, but like
prequel stuff.
But, like, all current Hellboy stuff, all current BPRD stuff is done.
Oh.
The last issue came out about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
So it's over. Forever.
That's... Wow.
Are you serious?
The 2019 Eisner nominations have been announced very recently. I'm not going
to
go through.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Yes, absolutely. Best podcast, go to...
Somebody else.
It's not us. That's fucking true. It ain't us. So there's a lot of stuff in here. I'm not going to list everything off necessarily. Best single issue is a few things that jumped out at me as Black Hammer Cthulhuese. It's like a one-shot,
really?
I think.
Oh, that's... I don't know. I think I picked it up.
Yeah. Also, Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man number 310, which was that Zdarsky finale issue where he wrote and drew it, which was one of my favorite Spider-Man issues. Probably my favorite Spider-Man issue in like a decade.
Hmm.
Really good. As far as continuing series, Batman by Tom King and others, Black Hammer Age of Doom.
Yes.
Black Hammer is doing all right. Giant Days.
Nice.
And like Immortal Hulk, the new Runaways book, which I've heard is really good, but I haven't checked it out yet. I'll probably get the collections eventually.
Yeah.
We had some limited series like Exit Stage Left, the Snagglepuss Chronicles.
Oh, delightful.
What do you say to that? What do you say to that?
Eternity Girl. I've heard some good things about that. I think it's a Vertigo book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've heard, that's one I've been meaning to check out, and I should probably get on that. Well, it's a good time. Mr. Miracle, which I've heard nothing but good things about.
Yes.
And I also have not checked that out yet. Batman White Knight by Sean Murphy.
That book sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't it really sucks. Read much of it, but.
It sucks.
Tell us how you feel.
And,
I feel it sucks.
X-Men Grand Design. It's an Ed Piskor.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you know what? I just kept seeing the art from it, and I hated the art. And
it turned me off of it. It's
completely.
Very indie, like Drawn in Quarterly kind of a thing.
Yeah,
which I mean, again, like if it's doing
its own market and whatever, you like it, good for you. I don't care.
Yeah,
It sucks.
It sucks.
I like the art. What the f***?
So, Endgame.
Yeah.
Okay. If you've gotten this far, which you probably should have said at the start, we're going to try to do no spoilers.
But we promise nothing.
There's always the possibility of some minor spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, you might want to keep that in mind. But we're not going to like ruin the movie for
you. No, we are not like giving away major plot points or anything.
It plays about 45 times a day. just go see it.
Some theaters just don't close anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We were talking about different things that we wanted to talk about or do.
I think we should do my thing.
Did we not come to a consensus about my thing?
Your thing was the thing
that was dumb and sucked, right?
Right.
It was the thing that was awesome and great, and we should do it.
Okay, so we're doing my thing.
Yeah. Both your things sucked.
What?
Sucked.
So my thing,
I don't even know what they are, but I just know that they suck because I'm just going off history.
Anyway, my thing, so. I'm gonna talk about all the Easter eggs that were in Endgame that maybe you didn't see. Like maybe you did, and you could feel cool. Well, during the climax of the film, where you can plainly see, it might be a little harder to see if you aren't really looking for it, but
your eyes are closed.
But you can spot the entire Netflix logo on a billboard. It's all there. The F, the X is there, the E.
Oh, man.
All of it.
Is it like the sort of the newer one? It's a little bit curvy, you know what I'm talking about?
It's a big one. Do you guys notice any other Easter eggs in the movie?
I did see one or two, and actually one of them was on when they were on Thanos' ship.
Mm-hmm.
You see in the background, there's a copy of Back to the Future. On VHS?
I didn't notice that.
It's also right beside a copy of Thrash and Goonies. So I don't know if that's maybe just a Josh Brolin thing.
As soon as you said Thrash.
It's great.
But speaking of Goonies, did you notice that Sloth from the Goonies was it mixed in CGI into like the horde
if you
of that bad guys?
If you
listen really carefully, you can hear, "Hey, guess who dies?"
You had to be in like the really good quality theater for that. You know what I mean? You need it. Yeah, it really hits you.
And if you're in the douchebag box seats, Sloth just comes right up to you and he's like, "Hey," and he slobs all over you.
He hugs you.
Yeah, you're like, "Stop touching me."
Related to those D-box seats, you can actually feel the propeller blades of Thanos' helicopter.
Right.
During that scene.
Full winds.
Oh, man.
The whole.
I didn't expect that helicopter to be like pivotal to like the plot of the movie.
I know.
That was interesting.
And for it to talk?
Yeah, I know.
And to have Chris Rock's voice.
And to have Howard the Duck as the main pilot?
Oh, yeah.
He's a real ace. But did you notice in that scene, he's sitting on an egg?
Oh.
It's Adam Warlock.
Oh, yeah.
Finally.
So Howard sat on Adam Warlock's egg until he hatched, just like in the comics.
Exactly.
Ugh.
That's a callback to, I think, Howard the Duck 193?
I think so.
It's crazy how long that book went.
It's amazing, yeah.
Well, there was that one scene where there was like it was very far away. Like you mentioned the Netflix logo, but there was like these four heroes that were like rushing in to help. But then the N fell off of the building and crushed them to death.
Who were they?
No one knows, and no one will ever know.
Ninja Turtle.
It's maybe. God, I hope not.
It was a very emotional movie.
Yes.
A lot of people very upset. Yep. Like, rightly so. Like, at the end of Infinity War, like, a lot of people died. And people are right at the start, are going to be very upset. So it's like heavy emotions, a lot of roller coaster-y sort of stuff going on. I noticed that every hero cried but one, and I think that one was a Skrull.
Oh, see, they're setting up the next big event.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I won't tell you which one because you'll have to watch for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. It was Happy Hogan. It's happy.
Because he's so happy.
Yeah. He's too happy to cry.
Happy Skrull Logan.
Another fun Easter egg you might not have noticed. During, it's almost the penultimate scene where you see several heroes and villains, perhaps. You'll notice that some of them don't blink. Those ones are actually wax mannequins.
Really?
Yes. they couldn't get everybody for the day. So that's right. That was a wax Natalie Portman.
You just see the hands.
So convincing. Yeah, well, moving them.
they were only able to shoot that scene for a couple minutes at a time because Natalie kept melting.
Yeah. But I mean,
and the hand falls off.
Yeah. There's see that such part. Hot lights on set.
Exactly.
And I mean, you could see like the dolly underneath getting pulled by a string
on a hobby horse.
You can see the dolly underneath getting pulled on a string.
Yeah.
And it sort of wobbled a bit, but I mean, you know.
But you know what? Didn't fall down.
Didn't fall down, no.
Jane Foster. Natalie
wobbles, but she don't fall down.
James Foster. But she's shaking.
Yeah.
I do not want another single pop culture reference out of you for the rest of the trip, you understand?
Okay, well, that was terrible.
It was.
I'm really glad that we got that one out of the way first. Yeah,
I think we should just go to mine now.
You want to go to yours?
They had so many more Easter eggs.
Well, they'll share them real fast then.
At one point, did you know... forget it. Never mind. Forget it. Fine.
So do you want to do your stupid one?
Mine? You want to do a stupid one?
Yeah, let's do a stupid one.
We should probably do yours then.
Amazing how you
want fellas, please. You're both idiots.
All right, fine. We'll do mine.
Okay.
It's great.
Fine.
Not terrible.
Go.
Here's a bit of a spoiler. It happens pretty early on, so it's not a big spoiler, but just be warned, if you don't want the spoiler, cut ahead to whatever time you choose.
Later.
Go to 26 minutes to skip this now.
So there is a bit of a gap in the movie. There's a time jump of about 5 years. Sorry if I spoiled it for you, but you were warned.
Oh.
So...
I've seen it 3 times, basically.
I'm gonna give you some other spoilers now about what we're gonna give you some spoilers about what our heroes got up to in those 5 years.
Yeah.
As the film,
because it just jumps right ahead.
Extensively cataloged. If anything, it was weird how it was mostly about just their day to day routine.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, I know. I was like,
after the snap,
can we get to like more crying and stuff?
I wanted more crying.
Yeah, like me crying.
Well, yeah, you were doing that.
I did a lot of that. What did you see?
Black Widow. It was just like a time lapse of her very slowly growing her hair. Like, it was weirdly slow. It was a very long time lapse shot of her just like concentrating on growing her hair.
That was like a 20-minute scene.
Yeah.
It was odd.
Yeah, when it started with that close frame shot, I thought it was going to be sort of like a Royal Tenenbaums thing.
Yeah.
It was not.
No. And I mean, it was weird because it was like very specifically 5 entire years. And like, I feel like that was like maybe like 5 months worth of hair growth. Yeah. So that's a weird thing.
Genetically, everybody grows it a different.
It's different. Yeah. But that's weird.
No, you can train your hair to grow faster. It's all about training.
Says 3 bald guys.
I'm just one. I speak for them all.
Ah. One ring to rule them all.
Yeah.
Do you also notice that she got married?
Oh, yeah.
And of course, now it's 5 years. She got a bit older.
Yeah.
So she can't be the Black Widow anymore. She's kind of the Grey Life partner.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, but...
No.
No,
it's just it's just like a shawl too. It's yeah. a gray shawl. It's just like, you know.
She tries to do that little spin thing and she busts a hip.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Man, that's
but it's hard to do that, like spin up onto your shoulders when you got a walker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
On your shoulders.
On your shoulders.
Having a chicken fight.
Yeah. About anybody else?
Well, speaking of hair and speaking of female characters, apparently that's all they can do is stuff with their hair. That's what we got to talk about. Did you notice that something different about Captain Marvel? That's right.
I did.
5 years, did not shave her pits. And.
You know what? I mean.
Got a nose piercing.
Yeah.
She's really alternative.
Yeah. She's really, I mean.
She and did- she learned how to play bass.
She never got over the 90s, really.
Really just want her to date me.
Got rid of the just flannel over the uniform.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good look.
It's a great look.
It's like in the 90s looked, where everyone was wearing a leather jacket over their uniforms. She already did that.
That's true.
Now it's a flannel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the part where Tony's promoting Pepper Potts' new brand, Groot?
Oh.
It's like an alternative health style newsletter. And
oh, G-R-U-T, right? Yeah.
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 Tony, like, as a scientist, tries to, like, test it scientifically to prove whether it's
good. And it's all fake.
Well, no, she won't let him do anything. She's like, no, no.
No, it's got to be all natural.
Yeah, exactly.
All natural Groot ashes.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually just cuttings from Groot.
Yeah.
Did you
that,
guys...
That you put in your hoo-ha.
I... Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Thank you, sweet rabbit.
I would have watched that.
It's slightly like referenced. They sort of move past it pretty quickly. But if you look at that part in Captain America's apartment, you can see he's got a stack of his CDs from his insult comic routine that he was working on.
Yeah.
Filthy.
It did look yeah,
like they released like clips on not YouTube. Shit, what's the name of the other one? Vimeo? There's it's basically Captain America in a flannel in front of a brick wall, just hurling the most offensive language.
Yeah.
And then yelling, do you get that reference?
Yeah. I like the cameo.
To kiss America's ass.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. I liked the little cameo of like Bob Saget looking disgusted in the background. Just he can't imagine what he's hearing.
Me too.
How could you offend wholesome Bob Saget like that, Steve?
So that 50% of me that's stupid, that's 100% you.
Clint, I don't know what he's doing for 5 years, but whatever he's doing, he's killing it.
Oh, it's absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was that one show. Like, he sort of got to what he was getting to, but it weirdly it was again they covered a lot of ground there. It seemed like you know the way eventually it was being sold is that like he went down. You know he was doing what he was doing and he'd been doing that for a while, but really he was only doing that for like a couple of weeks.
And doing it again,
just for a couple of weeks because you saw him like he was. You know he felt the pressure to like up his game.
Yeah.
So he experimented with trying to make a super soldier serum himself, turned him into a literal hawk guy, and he spent a fair amount of the movie flying around into windows,
screeching,
just having a bad time until eventually
he hit a power line.
Yeah, until eventually he got the cure.
Right. He listened to a bunch of The Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just fixed it immediately.
I was like, oh, Friday I am in love. It's not today.
The Cure, reggae style.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, I don't know if I should do this one.
I would love to hear The Cure reggae style, actually. You do that one. I'm going to look this up.
Please. Go for it.
So, War Machine.
Yeah.
I heard he had a hotel in Rwanda, but it just didn't work out.
Oh.
Are you yawning in the middle of this while I'm breaking it down?
Thor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard. You see the part where they just kind of hinted that he took over the Captain Highliner gig.
Oh yeah,
like, but then he stopped that because he wanted to focus on his spoken word career.
Are you mocking me? Are you mocking me? Stop it! You just didn't do it again.
Not again. It's not the most major spoiler in the world. Obviously, in the aftermath of Infinity War, the snap happened. Half of life wiped out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Society didn't cope too well with it. You had some scenes of just trash all over the place.
Yeah.
Rocket Raccoon went through all of it every bit of trash. He ate like a king.
And he got so fat.
He got very fat.
They don't really show that in the previews. That
no.
It was a cute fat raccoon.
It was.
Just rolling from place to place.
Yeah. Just really, you know, and good for him. Because, you know, it's hard to be happy.
It
but
is.
But he found his happiness.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I like it. Ant-Man, just during that 5 years, it was just a series of small projects.
Mm.
But he did start a music group. He played keyboards in the Quantum Band.
Changed his name to Adam.
Awesome. I mean, I saw, you know, he was on that compilation CD they were selling on infomercials late at night.
But just like the very brief two snippets.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, sounded all right.
No, it's not okay. I wouldn't buy it, but
no,
I
listened
to the full 8 seconds of it.
Oh, yeah. Worth it.
And Groot.
Whoa.
Hey.
You got some acorns on you, kid.
Okay, fine.
Have we done this stupid bit?
Fine. We'll move on to your thing.
We'll do my thing.
Your thing that was so great.
Let's do my thing.
You know what? Time's going to tell on this. I might win.
Well, you know what's funny is that I want to do my thing, which is different ideas, alternate takes of how I think we think the end game should have ended. I am least prepared for this one.
Yeah. Oh, I beg to differ, my friend. Bri, how do you think it should have ended?
Oh, you think I'm prepared? Oh, you got another thing coming. If you think I'm prepared, I'm not prepared at all.
I think everyone should have been just sad.
Just the whole time.
For 3 hours. And then they use the time gem and it just loops. And so you're just sad forever. Sad forever. Sad forever. Sad forever. Sad forever. Sad forever. Sad forever.
But I am sad for
you're
her.
So sad.
It's true.
There's a lot of
it's like facing Dormammu, but it's your own sadness.
But it's Dormammu on the inside. Sometimes we all have to face Dormammu.
Our inner Dormammu.
Our inner Dormammu.
Inner Dormammu.
Say that one
inner
time
Dormammu,
fast.
Inner Dormammu.
Can't
inner
do
Dormammu,
it. Inner Dormammu. Inner Dormammu. Intergalactic. Intergalactic.
That or Thor just joins the doors.
Yeah.
Oh, I am the Lizard Prince.
The Thors.
Yeah.
I
really wish the whole thing had ended with a wedding where everybody was there and everybody danced and Captain America finally learned how to dance.
Oh, that's nice.
From his cool younger partners.
Oh, yeah.
And he could show off that sweet ass.
I'm really disappointed there wasn't a rap at the end of the movie to sum up the movie.
No, absolutely.
I know I've talked about this a bunch of times. That's a movie that could have used it.
I was sold on the fact that there was going to be a Thanos rap, and there wasn't.
Done by Vanilla Ice.
Which is weird because throughout the entire movie, you saw him working on that rap. Like he was like
writing his lyrics.
Humming it out, writing his lyrics. Like this is what he was doing. This is like
they come in and they burst into his little hut, and he's like, whoa. I'm working on my art. Just hold off.
There's too many gosh darn characters in this movie. I, Vanilla Ice, can't keep track of them all and fit them all into my tight rap.
Yeah. I'm glad it sort of came out with a, you know, said like, Thanos, why did you do this? He's like, listen, the real reason is I'm just...
The real reason that I did.
It's like, I'm too distracted by all you people to work to focus on my rap career. And then it's like, you know what? How about this? We help you. Right, the best rap song of all time.
And make sure that the rec center doesn't close.
Exactly.
Save the rec center.
And you know what? I mean, they had a guy who could have won a dance competition, but you killed him, didn't you?
Yeah, I was like, at the end of Guardians, they had a dance competition.
Yeah.
So now they have a rap competition.
Yeah.
It's
but
really
weirdly,
a natural progression.
It like went right up to it happening and then just like cut to black and that was it. And they never give you the rap. This is the disappointing Sopranos ending of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, what happened?
I mean, I assume there was a rap. Or someone came into the restaurant and killed him. While he was going to rap about onion rings.
Yeah.
Well, aww. You know what I think?
I think
that segment was great. Well, and
thanks.
I think your segment was great, Brian.
I think your segment was great.
I wasn't fishing, but thank you.
Well, fish away.
I mean, mine was the best.
Here's
yours is both kind of blue.
All right, well, if you're going to be an asshole, it's fine.
Once again.
Just kidding. We're all great.
Yay! Freeze frame.
Yeah, I love executive produced by Don Belisario.
What exactly is it that they do?
Kick names, take ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, everybody. We had some fun here today. We like to try to not do the same thing everyone else is doing necessarily, but so we had our fun. But for a little short period, we're actually going to legitimately talk about what our thoughts were about Avengers Endgame. Very, not terribly long, but it is going to be full spoilers.
And not super in-depth, but...
No.
But don't listen to this if you haven't seen the
movie. If you haven't seen it and you want to avoid it, this is where you stop now.
Just hit pause or stop on this.
I don't see the movie. There probably won't even be anything more after this, so you can just stop listening right here.
It's it.
And then join us again next week.
This is the end.
So... That sucked. That was a horrible movie.
Yeah, I know. Ugh.
Why are we still doing bits? It was great.
It was good.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was literally everything you wanted to happen.
I'm still kind of just like, again, you shouldn't be surprised at this point. But it's like, wow, that literally, it paid off like fucking almost everything.
Yeah.
Like there were so many little details, like little things that were like even like, phase one and phase two and just like stuff that you didn't expect necessarily to get like referenced or paid off in some way. Like that was like a victory lap all around.
Yeah. And that was a hell of a lot of planning.
Oh God.
And I'm sure some of the stuff you could do connections later on and go, oh, we should reference that. But still some of it had to be planned beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, we're going to connect to this later on and loop around to just references. And
you think?
I think so too.
Like what?
So, like certain things that you knew that was gonna happen. Like the
is
whole.
This is full spoilers.
Thor hammer and cap thing.
Oh, that.
Like, yeah.
That
oh, stuff yeah. like that.
That yeah. was yeah. the most satisfying experience I've had in a movie theater.
And seeing it opening night with like the whole crowd freaking
just
cheer,
literally losing it. Arms went out and people were like, clapping,
it was
screaming.
Great.
It was pretty fucking good.
I knew it.
Yeah.
So good. But it's one of those things too where it's kind of like a slow burn where you can sort of, in my opinion anyway, like, you know, I love Steve. Everyone loves Steve.
Yeah.
But I feel like
it was a Steve movie.
Around the point of say, like, you see him at that point in like Age of Ultron, where like he nudged it. But I feel like, you know, what sort of he did say in like Winter Soldier and Civil War, I think made him worthy. I think, because he kind of, like, literally sacrificed a lot of things that he believed in. Yeah, he sacrificed, like, his whole life to do the right thing, and if something doesn't make you worthy, that would be it. But it's just, just having that actually pay off on that level. Like, again, I was just hoping for literally that one shot from, like, Secret Invasion or whatever, where he's holding it up and yelling, Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
But... Holy moly.
You got better.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Can I just bring up the structure of the movie?
Yeah.
It seemed like it worked.
Yeah.
But it at the same time, like, and I get it.
Feel like 3 hours.
It didn't feel like three hours.
That was like, there was so much going on.
But it was a matter of, you're coming out of Infinity War, everybody's dead. And like, you know, you're going to go into this. That people are upset, and then, okay, how are we gonna make this roll from here? Like,
gonna get sadder,
and it's super sad.
Oh, yeah.
And that continues for a long time. I was actually getting worried at a point. I'm like, not that, I get it, it's character development, and it's people, this is the 5-year thing, and whatever, and it's, you know, Widow, like, starting to crack, and I get it. But it was like, wow, that's a lot. Like, I was
Clint is a serial killer now.
Totally.
He got over that real quick, though.
Oh, yeah, like,
as
just
soon as
immediately.
They brought him back into the team, he's like, oh, he's just being Hawkeye. Okay,
but really, both him and Widow were serial killers anyways.
Fair enough.
They were just sanctioned by a government.
Yeah,
whoa,
that's true.
Man.
Blew my mind.
Blew my mind.
But it was like a weird structure in that it, like, sad and low-key... Loki for so long, and then it's like it had like these dips and a huge explosion down, explosion down.
Yeah.
Like it was like a weird,
it was
back and forth.
Weirdly, I feel like as soon as Scott came back into the picture. It sort of got the levity a little bit back. Well, like, things got very funny after that. It was still sad.
His first couple scenes were like, Jesus, this is horrible.
Like, very tragic, but I feel like... It was kind of masterful how you were able to make something feel that sad and, like, have that much of a gloom over everything, but still have so many, like, laugh-out-loud funny...
Really? The whole... I was...
And that's something you got to earn over like 11 years, I would say.
Yeah. I was momentarily like, I'm not sure how I'm going to like this or not. Like watching it, but then it clicked, was the Thor thing.
Yeah.
His whole response and like Lebowski'd out and just I'm like, what the frick is going on? And then
like played for laughs, but you had those moments PTSD where.
And it's like just cannot handle it, cannot handle what he did. Yeah. And whatever, but it's like, oh, but you're playing it for laughs. But it's like, you know what? That's a.
But at the same time, we were talking, just the fact that that is how like a literal like thousands year old god, is dealing with things.
Yes,
you know.
Okay, so a friend of the show, Judith, came up to Brian and I at the market today. We were talking about the movie, and it's Judith and Monica are good friends of the show and of us, and we talk comics all the time. Apparently, Monica was very upset by the end, just with the Cap thing about him going back into the past and sticking with Peggy.
She was upset about it. Why?
Yeah, she thought that it wasn't true to the character, which I thought was something that I didn't think of. I thought it was perfect. To me, that was like the ultimate. Yeah. He's been like putting off and doing the duty thing and the right thing for so long and putting off his own feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now he's finally like, you know what? I think I've earned this.
The character was pushed to a point, went to a point where they, where he was kind of gave up on that basically. Mm. Like the fighting, like the war, like being a hero is his life. And he kind of accepted it.
Yeah.
And then he felt like this is home. This is right. But I mean, after the Mjolnir fight, you sort of realize, you know what? I'm going to go on a high note.
Yeah.
I'm not topping that.
Yeah.
Well, it you can almost compare it to the end of Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Yeah.
I have more of a problem with Batman doing that because Batman's an insane person.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think Captain America is an insane person.
However, if they in the movie, just saying, if Chris Evans wants to just change his mind and wants to come back, they did show a way where you could de-age somebody.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah.
So, and also, it's a comic book movie.
He disappeared into the past with Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of little things like that. There's Loki has the Tesseract.
Yeah.
Well, there's the thing where, like, if Captain America from the future went back into the past and lived that past, how is he in the same continuity as everyone else?
Well, yeah. Did he just create the timeline?
The time travel rules in that movie, it seemed very like you can change something and it like they explained.
Yeah.
I did not expect to see Tilda Swinton as the Ancient One, particularly in quite a long scene. Yeah. That was surprising. But, like, explaining how it branches off and creates a parallel timeline if you change anything. And their idea is like, well, if we put everything back the way it was, it cancels that out.
Really, but it's only if you put the stone back. Like
that was
the only catalyst, and then the stone comes back and everything's fine. It's like, well, but other things have already changed.
It felt like there was like kind of two time travel rules. Yeah. And it's sort of just like, don't think about it too much. It's emotionally.
Suspension of disbelief, just go with it.
Correct. Yeah. So that's fine. Which is, again, like literally, if you think about any time travel plot, it just falls apart the minute you think about it at all.
That old man Steve did get me emotionally, though.
Yes.
I was like, oh no, he's an old man. No.
Yeah. He looked fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what? Look like Clint Eastwood.
The aging effects.
Fantastic.
He looked as good as Michael Douglas looked bad.
Yeah, Michael Douglas did not look good.
No.
He looked a lot better in like the Ant-Man movies,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. This one he looked like a Muppet. Pretty
okay, but this time, not great.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay, favorite point?
Of the entire movie?
Yeah. It's hard to pick. I know, and it's so fresh, and I can't even remember half of it because it's just like, it's a swirl.
We didn't talk about Tony at all, but... that's not my favorite point. My favorite point is Cap with Mjolnir. There's nothing beating that for me. I love Cap. Man. Cap is like my favorite character in the MCU, I think.
Really? It's Cap.
Yeah.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's great, but I've had so many good Spider-Man.
In the
universe.
Okay. In the cinematic. Okay.
Yes. No. Oh, yeah. If you're talking about like Marvel characters. I know, of course it's Spidey.
For a second, I was like, what?
Okay. Again, love Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but I mean, Cap's my favorite, and that was like such... That's the main thing is like, if this doesn't happen in the MCU, I'm going to like be kind of pissed off. And it not only did it happen, it was like way more than I ever expected. We don't have to talk about it anymore, but nothing can beat that for me.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the slow build of everyone coming out. Like that took a minute for everybody to show up.
They've done.
The Ravagers were there.
Really?
I rewatched it. I went last night as well.
You went last night as well? I went
with my brother.
Oh, that's right. You did.
And like when everyone's coming out through portals, I'm like, I noticed it once more like, hey, is that guy that Rob Zombie played? Holy shit.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I did not. I got to see this again. That's the thing. Was Taserface there?
I did not notice Taserface.
I don't think Taserface
will return.
Well, he's going to be kicking off phase four, I think.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, you know what, like just for sheer moment, it's got to be Mjolnir and Cap.
Nothing tops that, really.
You know what? I was blown just away.
The shield and bounce. Oh my God, it hits the back.
But there's like that. There's the action bits, but then it was like the character and just the sad bits really got to me. Just the point where Peter comes back and Tony sees him for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Oh yeah!
I almost just grabbed your hand.
They hugged, right?
But that
also kind of pays off literally in like Homecoming that joke where he like hugs him. He's like, "No, we're not there yet. Yeah, just like literally, like this is my son now.
Yeah,
I love you, son.
Yeah,
we all needed it.
It's just those points. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's it.
The end.
That's all.
The end.
Who were we?
We're all sad.
I know.
And happy. I'm happy.
And you know the best thing? I didn't have to pee at all.
Yeah.
You know what? I do right now, though.
Yeah, same. So let's wrap this up quick.
Yep.
I'm Kyle Lees, and I'm here to say that you can check out. And I've done this how many times?
Every time.
My website is thekylelees.com. I've got books and a couple shirts that I own and that you can own. And all sorts of art prints and fun stuff like that. And when I say books, I mean collections of comic strips that are fun jokes for adults, not jokes for kids.
I stopped a kid from picking up your book today.
Did you? Good work.
And the mom was there and I was like, yeah, that's not age appropriate. She goes, thank you. She said he probably would have just put it down. His brother would have kept reading it.
How old was his brother?
Brother was like 10.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not, but I mean, no, I'm not there.
Not
parent.
Quite that, yeah. Yeah.
Make that sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Buy it. I'm Bri Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com.
You can.
I'm really trying to update every Tuesday. Not succeeding all the time, but you know what?
Hey, you're working hard.
Is it Tuesday? Is it after Tuesday? Guess what? It's always after Tuesday. So go to that website and see if there's a comic there.
Boom.
There'll be comics there.
Mm-hmm. Years worth.
Years worth.
I am Merk. You can find me at merkasylum.ca, merkasylum.ca. Merkanaut on Instagram, Merk on Facebook. You can find all of us at the Thunder Bay Country Market upstairs in the Octilius booth.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us this weekend, at least two of us.
Just two, not me.
Just two of us. Kyle and myself at, both of us are at Black Pirates Pub. Spring Craft Revival, Sunday.
Something like the 14th or 19th or 27th one.
Oh, the number
you
one.
You thought so it was serious.
It's the 5th, 6th, something like that. But it's on May 5th, Sunday, May 5th. We're both at Black Pirates Pub. You are a Black Pirates Pub.
I am a Black Pirates Pub.
Yeah.
I am.
So, come by there if you're local. If you're not, drive into town. Do it.
Fly.
Just like an eagle. What are we talking about next week?
We're going to talk about more movies.
Other movies that didn't make as much money.
There are other movies?
One or two.
It's a little thing called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
Hell yeah!
They're all part of the Vanilla Iceverse.
Woo!
Vanilla Iceverse.
Oh, yeah!
Starts with a rap, ends with a rap. Middle's a rap.
Play it.
And that is a wrap.
Phase 4, baby. How many phases do we have? We've had at least two.
We're like the moon.
Yeah. Huh. Oh. I like it.
Yeah.
When are we going to do a, like a full reboot?
Just different people show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you going to find three other bald comic guys? I mean, come on.
Who are those three over there?
Who?
What are they doing? Recording a podcast. You fucking nerds.
Then it's a go. Unlock the door and make me free.
It's not today.